It's Friday, the 21st of June, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Windhoek High Court has ruled that the common law crimes of sodomy and unnatural sex offenses are unconstitutional and invalid. The landmark judgment was delivered by three judges on Friday morning. LGBTI plus rights activist Linda Bauman reacts to the ruling.
This is a moment where we are celebrating as the LGBT community. Some of us have been working in this movement knowing that this particular law has been problematic in the country, but today the High Court, the full bench High Court, declared it unconstitutional. That clearly manifests that Namibia is upholding the principles of human rights, but also the rule of law prevails in its own way, and that the interpretation of equality, equity, and justice for all shall be attained in this country.
The Aviation Development Africa Conference is wrapping up in Windhoek. Key discussions included airport real estate and attracting investors. Deputy Prime Minister John Mutorva stressed the need for African countries to prioritize aviation development through collaboration, including setting up a single African air transport market within the African Continental Free Trade Area. He's the Executive Director of the Namibia Civil Aviation Authority, Andre Compion.
It's a wonderful opportunity to collaborate with virtually the whole industry. Every single major aircraft manufacturer is present here. Most of the African airlines are present here. And it was just a great opportunity to share ideas, to address issues of common concern, and to find solutions for those. So I really think the outcome of this is going to be very positive for all of us.
The South African Human Rights Commission has instituted legal proceedings against DA MP Ronaldo Goos. This after a deleted video posted 16 years ago surfaced where he appears to be using racial slurs. Legal analyst advocate Modidima Manya told Newsroom Africa racists must be punished harshly.
We need to characterize this problem properly, you know, because what Goos has done is no different from what happened at Stellenbosch or at that swimming pool in Bloemfontein, or that, remember that rude estate agent who was calling police K-word. This is the reality of our situation, and I think we should not be confused that because people don't use the K-word in public, then racism is not perverse in our society.
Then at least 27 inmates have escaped from a prison in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Officials say the inmates made away as a guard opened the door to provide them food. Chris Ochamringa has more from Kinshasa.
The daring escape happened at the Isiro Central Prison in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The director of the prison says the inmates overpowered the guards as food was being served. Five of them were killed, but 27 managed to escape. A search has been launched for them. One of the prison administrators said the escape was easy because of their dilapidated buildings.
And UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says anyone who's broken the law by betting on the date of the general election will be kicked out of the Conservative Party. Four people are under investigation, including two Conservative candidates and a police officer in the Prime Minister's protection team. Former Downing Street Communications Director Jack Doyle says it's dominating the campaign trail.
I think it's one more thing that Rishi Sunak can't get away from. In isolation, one person, it's a frustration, but I think coming on top of everything else that's happened, it just feels like he can't get a break.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.